Okay, let's take a look now at a lesser-known government official who's at the center of President Trump's war against mainstream journalism. In a social media barrage last night, the president once again suggested that the Federal Communications Commission revoke the broadcast licenses of ABC and NBC. That agency's chairman is already investigating nearly all of the major broadcast news networks. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now from Washington. Hi, David.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so before we get to the FCC, just tell us more about what President Trump's concerns are when it comes to ABC and NBC.
Well, his concerns are laid out in a series of posts he made on social media yesterday, particularly last night. He said, you know, looking at NBC and ABC, it appears that about 97% of the stories are bad stories. And by that, I don't think he's concerned about whether or not the lead is sharply focused. I think he thinks they're unfair to him. He doesn't exactly specify, but in his first post on the media in the day, he talked about how crazy it was that ABC was going after him about John Bolton. He made fun of Jonathan Carl, the host of the show This Week's Hair. And he went after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a former ally, for criticizing him about the FBI's search of the house of Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, a former ally turned critic. I should point out that I've reached out to both ABC and NBC. They're not commenting today.
Okay. And explain how the FCC fits into all of this.
So the FCC is an agency that historically has had a degree of independence from the White House, not kind of a command control structure and format. It's not really the case here. Brendan Carr, the FCC commissioner, elevated from commissioner's level to be the chairman by President Trump early this year. He didn't comment for me. He was a person described to me by colleagues at the agency as being kind of a free markets guy, wanted there to be less regulation, wanted to get out of the way of business. And he's done that in some ways, but he's currently tying all these major networks in knots with these reviews and investigations. You think of conservatives sort of and liberals finding common cause in the idea of protecting First Amendment rights of broadcasters. Mm-hmm. Here, he's kind of giving Trump threats new weight through these investigations. In fact, of all the major broadcast networks, including NPR, all of them except Fox, the broadcast network, which is owned by President Trump's political ally, Rupert Murdoch.
So what exactly could happen here, you think?
Well, look, you know, national news networks actually don't have broadcast licenses. Local stations do. ABC's parent company, Disney, owns 10 stations. NBC's parent company, Comcast, owns, I think, 36. Trump says he wants to strip away these licenses. These are pressure points for corporations when they want to do big corporate transactions. Think of all the times we've talked about CBS over the course of the past year. Its parent company, Paramount, sold it, finally pulled off the sale last month to Skydance Studios. That required them to get over the hump of an FCC investigation and to pay the president $16 million to settle his private lawsuit against CBS. This is a pressure point for corporations like Disney and Comcast when they get involved in big business deals. Journalists at these organizations are acutely aware of that pressure as well. So you think of it, you have a president here who doesn't like critical coverage. You have an agency that essentially has been empowered by its president to investigate those networks that he deems to be critical, all at a time that he's exerting a kind of executive power and control throughout the nation in a way that we haven't seen.
That is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Thank you, David.
You bet.